a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do we like theme parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Podcast. Hey, everybody, YouTube, what's happening? Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Aho, Diz nerds. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney Bounder, Theme Park Fashionista, and Disneyland Ambassador from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, what's happening? Are you doing good? I can't hear you right now, but you're saying, Bondo, it's so good to be here.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, you got I'm looking good. You got your hair done. You look good, girl. What's happening?
Not much. I would love to be in Disneyland Ambassador, especially when they had one of those outfits from opening day that I'm going to talk about later.
Ooh, can't wait. And then, hey, I got someone else I want to introduce. Mark Andrade, our usual co-host, could not make it. So we have a substitute co-host. A big name, guys. Disney CEO, it's Bob Chapek, is here as our co-host. Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Good evening, everyone.
Bob, we're thrilled to have you here on the show. Jumping in for Mark. I know you have a busy schedule, but we're thrilled to have you here, Bob. Thank you so much.
Yep. The honor is yours. I'm really just here. I'm just here to make sure that people buy stuff at the parks. There's a lot of new merch. You hear about these Figment buckets?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I personally took four cases of those and I put them up on eBay for $500 each. I'm making a killing, everybody. I'm doing great. I don't make enough at Disney. I got a side hustle.
I like your side hustle. Yeah. $500. I mean, I think you can do better than that. I mean, maybe six, seven. Come on now.
Listen, I'm for the people. You know what I mean? I'm for the people.
You certainly are, Bob. Hey, Bob, what about the Magic Express? I got to pay to get to the parks now. I was wondering if you could chip in on that.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not going to chip in. What I will do is I will give you a 10% discount on one of those buckets that I have marked up to $600.
Oh, all right. Which tier of pass do I need to get my 10% off buckets, popcorn buckets? Is that top tier, second tier?
I got breaking news for you here for the We Like Theme Parks listeners, for the FPE network. I have some breaking news. There will be a new level of pass, and it's called the Chapek. The Chapek Pass. That is for the elite only. You got to email me at chapekpass@gmail.com.
And what do you get with your Gmail pass, or sorry, with your park pass, the Chapek special? What do you get?
Well, we'll discuss the privileges, but you gotta Venmo me $40,000.
Well, Bob, we want to make sure you make that money, sir. I know you had a hard year, you personally.
I've got kids. I think I have kids, so I'm not actually certain as to whether or not I have children. I can't confirm.
Well, Bob, we're thrilled that you're here. Are you going to be staying with us the whole show? Are you subbing in the whole show?
Yeah, this is a bit that's going to last a long time. We're going to see how well this works for us.
That's great. Well, that's great. Well, hey, we're thrilled to be here on the FBE Network and with our inaugural show. we have lots of friends here on the chat. Chad, if you got a question for Bob Chapek, now is the time to say, hey, inquire about the pass. What about an AP discount on the Galactic Star Cruiser? What do you got for that there, Bob?
Sorry, I heard the word discount and everything was white noise after that. I have an aversion to that word. Don't say that around me. Don't say that word. That's a bad word.
D word? Okay. Apologies. Okay. Well,
thank you.
Friends in the chat, here's your chance to ask Bobby anything you want. Jump right in. And hey, with that, I want to thank everybody who's on here tonight. If you're on, you're joining us for our inaugural show here on FPE. Hey, thank you for being here. I'm seeing friends from FPE Network. I'm seeing friends from the podcast. It's so great to see everybody. It's our first show here on the network. We're feeling those first day vibes. So in honor of this historic occasion, we thought the best way to celebrate it, Bob, was to celebrate Disneyland's opening way back in 1955. So Disnerds, get ready, because we're going to have some opening day fun and relive some of that magic from 55. And we have a very special guest. I mean, not as special as you, Bob, but it's our good friend. It's Second City comedian and Disneyland junkie from Hollywood. It's Leslie Seiler.
Hello. God, I just want to say, yes, I live in Hollywood and I've seen so many star sightings, but Mr. Chapek, you probably are the top of the list of huge stars that I've seen here. So it's just so wonderful to see you.
You're welcome.
And, you know, as you were talking about all these different ways that you're making money, you know, it really reminded me of, you know, when Walt said that as long as there's imagination in the world, you know, Disneyland will never be done. And I think you're really embodying that now because you're really imagining ways to come up with money just left, right, and center. So.
Sorry, Walt who?
Oh, God. Okay. You know, I'll send something to your assistant. Secretary, I'm sure you have someone who hands you things.
Yeah. I got a kid. He gives me $50 a week to hang out.
It must be his honor to be with you.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Yeah. So this bit is we're committing to this. Okay, here we go.
Yes, this bit's gonna last a while.
Okay. Well, listen, friends. If it's your first time here, we appreciate you being here. Leslie, we're thrilled to have you. Thanks so much for coming in and joining us for our inaugural show. This is crazy.
Yes. Thank you for having me. As you know, I always love coming on. And what people may or may not know is that I usually always wear something, but only you guys see it because it's just me alone in my bedroom talking to you all. So now everyone else can see what the way I live my life pretty much every day. So it's nice.
Yeah, it's been a bit since you were in the closet with your flamingo hat.
Those were
good days. Yeah.
Well, listen here, friends. We have a big show today. We're excited to be here with Leslie Seiler and Bob Chapek. Whoa, crazy. We have an amazing King of the Castle trivia challenge. It's Miriam up against Leslie. Miriam's our champion, and Leslie's coming in. Woo! And you can play along in the chat. If these guys don't know the answers, you can jump in, and guess what? I got prizes for you if you get some answers. Right? Giveaways. Woo! First day. We got to have some swag.
Hold up. You're giving prizes to the audience?
Yeah, I'm giving away things, Bob.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind.
It's a novel idea, right? Gratis, baby. We're giving stuff away. Okay. Let's just get on with the show, shall we? Bob, you're going to join us? You're going to stick around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're in this for the long haul.
Okay. Right on. Good to know. Thanks for letting me know. Okay. So before we get on with the show, I just thought it would be just the right thing to do to talk a little bit about a couple of things that have happened recently in Florida. We've lost two just kind of pieces of Florida theme parks that were beloved and now they're gone. And I just think we should take a minute to like pay our respects. So why don't we cruise over to Universal Studios first and talk a little bit about Shrek 4D just closed down. Now, Leslie, I know you're not a big Universal nerd, right? That's not your jam. So I'm going to throw this.
I did work at Universal Hollywood for two years. So.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let's talk a little Shrek 4D. Miriam, are you going to miss this thing?
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. No.
No? You're not going to miss the Shrek. And there he's right there. Donkey, you're not going to miss the whole jam. No.
No, I feel fine that it's going away. Yeah.
I still kind of miss Alfred Hitchcock, to be honest.
Yeah, that was a great show. That was great.
And Leslie, since you were in the, I mean, you have some Shrek action over there. How are you going to miss on the Florida side, Shrek disappearing, taking his onion and going home?
I don't think so because, I just preferred talking with him out in the park. You know what I mean? When Donkey, it's the donkey that I like talking to the most when he's in his little hut and you can go up and talk to him. I'd rather do that than watch them do 4D stuff. So I'm fine with this as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And the technology was pretty ancient too, right? I mean, that video had not been updated in a bit. Is feeling pretty old. Bob, do you have an opinion on Shrek 4D? Bob, do you even care? Bob's even there.
What? Yeah. I've got I don't care. I mean, I'm hoping that they replace it with something good, you know, like maybe like a Mickey short. They can put a Mickey short in there.
Over at Universal.
Yeah. We can license that to them. Or, you know what? Somebody mentioned in the chat something about a Bob Chapek animatronic, and I could go for that. I could go for that at Universal Studios, the Hall of Chapek's, and it's just 40 Bob Chapek animatronics all in unison singing Seasons of Love from Rent.
Wow. And then Bob, has anyone ever told you that you currently kind of look like an animatronic already?
And people say that
as a compliment. Yeah, okay. And yeah. I do mean it as a compliment. You look very molded.
Thank you. Yes. People say I look like an animatronic potato. To which I say there is an animatronic potato. We look nothing alike, but maybe we do.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye to Shrek 4D the only way I know how. I wrote a couple words. Would it be okay if I gave like a short eulogy for Shrek 4D? Would that be okay?
That sounds okay. Lovely.
Okay. Here we go. Maybe some music that'll set the mood. Thank you. Shrek 4D, just like the onion, you had many layers of bad stink. Yet somehow, for some, you were a tasty snack. Thanks for the years of farts and fairy tale fun. Just like Mike Myers, your pop culture gags got old. Updates be damned. This attraction hardly changed over the years, and now the ghost of Farquaad can finally rest at last. Good night, Green Prince. Enjoy your waffles. That's it. That's all I got. That was it. Oh, feel better.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, it was.
It was very nice.
Oh, okay.
Just a moment. Could we have a moment of silence for the...
A brief Shrek.
That's perfect for radio. That's exactly what you want on YouTube and on a podcast. Can we just take 5 minutes? Can we take 5 minutes of silence, please?
Yeah. Well, friends, I got to say, there's more, though. There was something else that we lost recently that I would be remiss if we didn't talk about. And that is the Magic Express. And maybe we'll put this to you, Bob. Bob, why are you taking this beautiful Magic Express away from us? I loved it. It was a big part of going to the parks. Your feedback, sir.
Listen, I'm all about breaking news here while I'm on your show, Chris and Miriam and Leslie. While I'm on your show, I want to break news. So I'm not actually taking away the Magical Express. We are actually taking all of those buses and we are putting them in a warehouse and converting them into a ride with screens all around them. Now, you'd think I'm going to put like a screen around each individual bus. That is not the case. I'm going to put all of the buses in one warehouse and just like four screens, like four 32-inch screens. This is dirt cheap. Telling you, this is the way to do it. Dirt cheap. 32-inch screens, four of them, two in the front, one on either side. Forget about the back. There's no window at the back anyway. Then we're going to show a couple of Mickey shorts that we already have. We've got those. Those are in the can. That's going to be that's going to be a premium ride. You're going to have to pay $5 per person. Children under 12, $5. Adults, $5.50.
So. This sounds like a good plan. In fact, our friend welcome. Jorge Miranda Jr. has made a pitch to you here, Bob. Instead of One Man's Dream, change it to Chapek Stream for only $49.99. I mean, this
I like
could
this
be.
Guy.
Yeah,
I like you. I like this guy.
He likes ideas. Yeah. Nice. Miriam, I know you don't get out to the east side too much, but when you do, I'm sure you enjoyed that bus. Are you going to be missing this bad boy?
I've never used it, actually. It's usually like an Uber from the airport for us. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, okay, fair enough.
I do feel for everybody who did use it, though, because it did seem like a nice service for sure.
Leslie, did you use it all? Were you
No, fun fact, the last time I was in Disney World, I was 7 years old, lest we forget.
So. Straight up West Coast.
I know. And we rented a car, so I never got to ride it.
Well, then if I could just have some more heartfelt music, I wrote something. I'm really the one who seems to like care about this thing on this podcast. here we are. Let us never forget the simpler times when bags magically disappeared in one city and reappeared in my hotel room. The pure joy of passing that magical sign while I enjoyed the serene sounds of excited tourists in the Orlando highway. All this was included in the price of my hotel stay. Funny because the price hasn't gone down now that you're gone, but at any rate, you were the greatest attraction on the resort and we never knew you were until now that you're gone. My trip to the parks will no longer be as magical or as express. Please come back.
I don't think I can keep going.
Yeah. Oh, you're crying. Don't cry.
Like, you see how much the Mears things cost? It's not cheap, man. You got a family of four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Oh. That's nice.
All right. Get off my soap. Maybe we should start the actual show, right? Talk about Disneyland opening.
Sure.
Let's. All right, friends, let's get into Disneyland's opening, and we're going to kick it all off with one of our favorite segments. It's My Favorite Things, the Disneyland Opening Edition.
My favorite things, hey.
So we're going to go around the horn today, and we're going to talk about our favorite attractions from opening day. And look, some of them still exist. A lot of them don't. So it's really fun to talk about them. Who wants to kind of go first? Does somebody want to jump into the pool, into the deep end? And chat, I want to hear what your favorite Disneyland opening day 55 attraction is. Please jump in. Anybody want to jump in?
Yeah, I can go for it. Yes, because mine is still there. And it's just had a revamp and a movie to go with it. It is The Jungle Cruise.
Nice.
Hands down. Mm-hmm. Which I know Miriam loves to ride at night.
No,
I know. I kid. She does not want to be on it at night at all, nor stuck on it at night. But Jungle Cruise for sure. I think it's when I think about people getting in a boat in 1955 and going through there and seeing those animatronic animals, it must have been so wild. Like that must have been mind blowing. Because even today, it's still pretty darn impressive. So I just feel like. Right. And, you know, you see a lot of those pictures of like when the animals were being taken to the park, like down the highway on like, you know, flatbed trucks and stuff. And then the crane workers that were working like, you know, 24 hours a day, basically to get them into the ride at the end and how they had to build that river out of like California, Orange Grove, nothing. Yeah. There was no water there.
Yeah. Look at the picture. You can see how low the foliage is and the trees are. They just planted some of those. Obviously, the orange tree is upside down. Incredible. And now when you think about how high and crazy it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's magical. I think it was magical then and it's still magical now. And I love the redo that they've done in it, too. The only thing I regret is that there's no Jingle Cruise at Christmas anymore. But it's not what the show's about today. It's not about the things we want them to bring back for Christmas, is it?
Nope, unfortunately not. Well, yeah, what a great pick, Jungle Cruise. Walt Disney did all those like documentaries, animal documentaries, planet documentaries back then. I think he wanted to do real animals at first, realized that ain't going to work. But hey, he brought the magic, and it really was magical in 1955 and still magical today.
Yeah.
Even with all the goofy jokes. Yeah, great pick.
Yeah, listen, and I don't mind a pun joke. Maybe it's because I'm married to a man who loves puns so much. But but I don't mind it. And when I get on with a good skipper who's really given that performance, it's a special day for sure.
Yeah, I love it. James Gerhardt is saying the Disneyland Railroad was his absolute favorite from opening day. Oh. KK says Space Mountain. This is from opening day, KK. Pay attention. Come on now, friend. Come on now. Okay. All right. Miriam, do you want to go next? As a Disneylander, I'm excited. What do you got for us?
Yes. So my favorite opening day attraction is no longer there. And that is the Pack Mules Through Nature's Wonderland.
Yes.
It's probably the weirdest thing I can think of Disneyland doing. And I just imagine, I'm going to talk a little bit later about the opening day fashion, but all of these women like getting on pack mules in beautiful dresses. And then what? You like smell like a mule the rest of the day? Hilarious. I just love it so much. And, you know, they added a lot of things to this attraction, like mysteriously balanced rocks and animatronic animals and a waterfall pouring into the rivers of America. And apparently it ended like right where the Frontierland Town Square is, which is like kind of interesting to think about. Like they really wanted to give you an authentic Western experience by riding into town, which is pretty cute. And my favorite fact is the mules were very unpredictable. So sometimes they would be stopping in the middle of the trail and refusing going, or they would turn around entirely and go the wrong direction.
Nice.
There's foliage that we're looking at in this picture. And apparently their shifts were really short, but never wanted to do that. Like it was really hard to get the mules to even go and do it. It's just the most hilarious attraction I can think of. I kind of wish it was still there. I'm glad it's not. We probably shouldn't be using animals in theme parks like this, but amazing. And I love that we have photos of it. And every time I'm at Big Thunder, I'm just going to think, this used to be a pack mule ride. They're Walt's animals, you know?
I wonder if this is where Stubborn as a Mule came from. The Disney mules who did not want to work sometimes. They were just like, that's it. I'm not going to work today. Forget it.
They said that there were 75 of them. And I imagine it's because so many of them didn't want to like go and actually do this ride. They had to have many.
I just need five of you. Come on.
Yeah.
And who wants to go next? Bob, do you have one, a fave?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm partial to Rise of the Resistance. That one's a real great. This is an instant classic. You know how much money that thing's been making? It's been making money. And let me tell you, having a ride there that's a classic that's been there since day one is, you know, and that it's still garnering the kind of excitement that that it's garnering. You know, the history, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Rise of the Resistance.
Great pick, Bob. Yeah, what an achievement in 55, a big one. All right, I'll wrap this thing up. I want to pitch one. My favorite day attraction was called the Tomorrowland Boats, but I think people remember them mostly as the Phantom Boats, which they became later. Now, Tomorrowland, when you think of Walt was into progress, and to him, progress was transportation, vehicles. That's why there's cars and trains and viewliners and submarines. Well, they had boats. They just had this like big lagoon, and essentially there were these little boats with outboard motors, and kids would get in them and just literally drive them wherever they want, smash into each other. They'd rev the snot out of them. They'd be blowing engines all like crazy. So this thing would be broken down all the time. So after a short period, Disney closed it, did a quick refurb, and opened it as the Phantom Boats, where now they had these cool wings on the boats. And they had cast members would actually drive them, like would actually like work the outboard. So now this attraction that was supposed to be cheap was really expensive because they had a cast member in every boat.
Oh my gosh.
So they shut it down in 56. So this attraction actually has the distinction of being the first ever Disneyland attraction to become extinct, which I think is a very honorable, what a mention. And it came back a year later after they revised the waterways as the Fantasyland Motorboat Cruise, which later became the Gummy Bear, I don't know, Gummy Through Gummy Glen or whatever it was. This ridiculous. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? The Boats Through Gummy Glen, with just these 2D cutouts of like Zummy Gummy. Ridiculous. Anyway,
that I kind of loved that though. It was.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite shows. Yeah.
Was it?
I think that back. Why not? I would ride that today.
No, well, it is kind of like the People Mover, but on the water, you know, which is kind of
very special.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. I'm glad somebody misses it. I mean, I don't ever remember being on it, like not even the boats. If anyone in the chat was on this thing, please let us know. But Bob, do you miss the Phantom Boats or the Gummy Boats, whatever you want to call them?
The Phantom Boats and Gummy Boats live up forever in our hearts. So I don't miss them because they're right here. They're right here.
During this research, I ran across a little bit of trivia, and it seems like Autopia was almost an only one day attraction because during opening day,
every
car got wrecked. Aggressive driving, which is hilarious.
No, I was going to say the thought that kids were allowed to drive the boats at any point is madness and just makes me, I mean, I could just imagine the litigation alone, right, Bob? Wouldn't that be terrible? Get sued, Bob?
Nobody's going to sue us. Wait, we haven't been. The Walt Disney Company has not been sued in its 45 years of existence. It's not going to get sued now. Yeah. Sure. We've got all the lawyers. You understand? We've got all the lawyers. If somebody comes to sue us, who are they going to call? They're going to call a lawyer. The lawyer's going to say, no, thank you. You know why? That lawyer works for us. We got all of them.
Nice. Yeah,
on the payroll, Disney Plus.
All right, friends. Well, hey, that was our favorite things, our favorite attractions from opening day in Disneyland 1955. But listen, you're at the park, you're enjoying everything, you're going on the rides, you're having the experience. What about food on opening day? Mm-hmm. What are you going to eat at Disneyland opening 1955? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got you covered. In our next segment, don't eat here, eat here. Friends, we're going to give you basically some pitches on what you should have eaten on opening day and what you should steer clear from. May I go first? Because I went last time. Would that be?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, let me talk about what I don't want you to eat, friends, in 1955. Listen, chicken of the seas. You know what I'm talking about. There was that gorgeous pirate boat in the middle of fantasy land. And boy, did it look great. But then you walk in, and guess what kind of food action is there? Straight up tuna. Tuna only. All you can have is tuna. I get it. It's a part of you're on the sea or whatever. But come on, friends. Like, we need more than just that. I don't like tuna. Listen, when I go to Subway and the sub of the day is tuna, I straight up walk out of there. I'm not keen. I'm out. I'm straight up out. So listen to some of the things that they had on the item, items on the menu here. We're talking about tuna burgers, tuna sandwich, tuna pie. What? I'm not going to eat any of that. And you know, it's just on plain old like white bread. How about these salads? Tuna boat salad and tuna clipper salad. Oh, that's a great shot.
Thank you.
I'm assuming the boat is the small and the clipper is the big because it's just a bigger, right? Clipper is a bigger boat, I'm thinking. And then there's, what is this? Please, somebody help me. Tuna dietetic salad. Is that a diet salad?
Yes. So dietetic was like in the 50s. That's what you would call like dietitians or nutritionists. So like dietetic was like the term for people. Yeah. So it would have been healthier somehow.
Yeah, probably no mayo and maybe like actual lettuce.
Yeah,
Leslie, exactly. How is a salad not a diet on its own? You have a diet
because
salad?
We're counting like tuna salad, like the mayo base, like a salad.
No. Also, remember, Chris, diets from the 50s don't make sense. There's a diet that's like from like Chatelaine, that's like glass of wine for breakfast.
Yeah.
You know, two hard-boiled eggs, glass of wine for lunch, six of steak for dinner. Like, I don't know that they really, the dietetics of the 50s knew what they were doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like that exercise is just that rubber band that would like jiggle you. That feels very 50s, right? Oh, I'm losing weight. This is great. Yeah. So let me talk about what I do want to eat, though. I'm going to flip and go on over to the Golden Horseshoe. That is the spot where I want to eat. I can get myself a ham and cheese or a beef and cheese sandwich. Look at this. Beautiful. Lunch in a show? What else do you need? And like, we're talking about a sandwich, a classic sandwich with like a bag of chips and a Pepsi. 10 cents for a Pepsi? Hello. I mean, listen, I'd be just rolling out that money for the sodas and chips. And you can have fantastic Wally Bogue. Am I saying his name right? Bogue. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. In the Golden Horseshoe Review. And maybe if you want on a very special day, you might get a little bit of Annette at the Golden Horseshoe, because that happened every now and then, maybe just one time. That's where I'm going to go eat when I'm at the parks, as we zoom over to, how about Miriam? Miriam, where are you going to eat in the parks?
Okay, so I'm going to start like you did with don't eat here. And for me, that is don't eat at the Disneyland Hotel.
Ooh.
Guys, these menus are really, really something awful. Let's talk about their gourmet chicken. It's diced chicken, fresh mushrooms, water chestnuts, and toasted almonds. Like, I don't even know what that is. It's just dry on top of dry, I guess.
Yeah,
is what
we're yeah, yeah.
Chicken livers and brioche. No, oh. Thank you.
Oh,
I don't know what this means. Roast young Tom turkey? Like, did they name the turkey and then roast it? Or, like, is it, I don't know what it is. Even their, because sometimes if I'm at a restaurant and I'm, like, not digging the menu, you can, like, look at the kids' menu and sometimes there's some good stuff. Not here. It's, like, grilled filet of sole, which I can't imagine for a child is very exciting.
Look at the menu. It says, from the broiler, you know?
Like, oh, God.
On the microwave on there.
just sitting in a thing of wet, you know, with, like, a heat lamp. Oh, God, from the broiler.
Yeah.
At least they're honest. Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's not eat here.
Yeah, I'm all the way out. On the kids' menu, they have scrambled eggs, I guess, just like all day long. I don't know if that was like a thing for kids to do. Yeah. I'm not really sure.
Also, Miriam, the scrambled eggs come with jelly sandwiches. What's happening here? Why are we mixing? What is going on?
It's so gross.
I can chime in here as the Disney employee, as a Disney historian here. I can chime in. Those are savory jellies. That's a savory jelly sandwich that goes with your salty eggs. Now, here's what we do. We cook those eggs in butter, right? We cook those eggs in butter. A lot of salt, a little bit of pepper. Then we got a savory jelly. We put that between white bread. Two white breads. Now, You think we would toast those, but we don't. We don't. We leave them soft. We leave them soft. And what we do is we put a little warming, like covers on them. We put that on there so they get nice and moist, right? Like, you want a jelly, a savory jelly sandwich that is the same texture as your scrambled eggs. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Disgusting. You know, Bob, talking to you, I really realized, like, why our grandparents have the taste that they have. Because in the 50s, right, our grandparents might have been kids, and or maybe our parents. Maybe our parents. I'm not sure how old we all are. Right. But I can see that. Right.
Little known fact. Wikipedia has it wrong. I'm 27. So. I'm 27 years old.
Find me the kid that wants a broiled lamb chop with mint jelly. Find me that child. I want to meet this.
And maybe you get that chocolate. Also get chocolate milk with it. You know, the perfect.
But only with that. Why doesn't chocolate milk come with anything else? If you want milk, you got to order the number 4. That's it.
Also, right, the top slice roast turkey. Like, I guess we're just having Thanksgiving dinner all the time at the Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah. I mean, for a buck,
the worst dinner, but okay.
I just want to say that chocolate milk, the slang for chocolate milk in my house is the number 4. You get up and you're watching TV with the family. You're like, oh, I got a number 4. And you get up and go grab a chocolate milk. Just a little peek into the Chapek house.
Hey, slang. Miriam, I want to know where you would eat at Disneyland.
Yeah, so I will be eating on the Chicken of the Sea Pirate Ship restaurant.
No.
Gross. Yeah, I mean, I just feel like, look how cute. I've always wanted to dine on a pirate ship. I don't even care that they're serving hot tuna on a hot summer's day. I think it's wonderful. I'm here for the theming. I'm here for these ladies who look a little grouchy. I mean, a tuna pie? We've already talked. That's a tuna empanada. Sign me up. I want to know what that works.
Look at it. Oh.
You think that's a tuna empanada? See, I wonder about that. I want to say that can I jump in on Miriam's here?
Yeah,
my
please.
My do eat here and my don't eat here are the same, and they are both tuna chicken of the sea. Because I think that depending on the menu item, go for it. And depending on the menu item, don't. But tuna pie is one of the ones I would go for. And I'll tell you why. I don't know. I mean, if it's a hand pie, that's interesting. But to me, what if it's like a pot pie? Like a chicken pot pie?
Mm-hmm. Not a
chicken of the sea.
That sounds pot pie. Much worse.
No chicken.
You know, like, a pot pie has like some kind of like gravy in it to like bind everything. So what is that like for a fish dish?
Creamy. It's creamy. It's like a clam chowder.
At all.
Oh, it's like a clam chowder in there, except less clams, more tuna. Tuna chowder with like a puff pastry, a rough puff top.
I mean, they love cream of mushroom soup. They loved condensed soups back then. Maybe that was we still love them today. What am I saying?
Just a pie shell with a creamy tuna filling. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I think.
You know, Disneyland's come a long way since '55. Yeah. That's for sure. Miriam, is that it for Chicken of the Seas, the pitch?
Yeah, that's it. Also, the mermaid on the ad got me. You know, you put a mermaid on something, I'm going to go there. It's just what it is, you know?
All right, Bob, we know what you're going to eat. Oh, look at that. Yeah, just hoisting that sandwich up there.
Right? She's strong. She's a strong mermaid.
Yeah.
How heavy that tuna is?
My God.
It's not light tuna. It's very heavy. It's with a lot of mayo on there. It's going to be real heavy.
It's not a light tuna. It's a... There's a tuna joke in there somewhere. I'm going to leave it alone.
All right. Leslie, I want to know. Everyone in this chat wants to know, where are you not going to eat at Disneyland in 1955?
All right. Great. Well, I'm not going to go to the Carnation Cafe, which I know is shocking because they have so many choices there. Yes. And I would eat a lot of the stuff there. But I'm going to tell you what I won't eat at the Carnation Cafe. And it was a sandwich called the Delicious and Crunchy. And it was... It was described as such: cream cheese on toasted fruit and nut bread.
Ooh.
Fruit and nut bread, toasted.
Yes.
then topped with sliced pineapple. And let me tell you something. I did some deep diving into Disney 1955. There's sliced pineapple everywhere. Why are they so obsessed with pineapple? Why is it on everything? There were many sandwiches that had cream cheese and pineapple in different combinations, and I'm not interested in any of them. And as Bob said, I'm sure it was on white. Oh, no, this one was on toasted chestnut bread. But there were other ones that were on white bread. And yeah. I don't know what's going on there.
I'll tell you.
So,
partnership.
Pineapple and cream cheese.
It's a partnership. Partnership with Dole. You're welcome.
That all makes sense. That all makes sense.
Of course. Of course. What am I thinking? Of course.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. But yeah. And they had other weird ones, too. There was one that was like cream cheese with like pickles and olives and onions. And it was toasted nut bread. It was like toasted fruit and nut bread. And I don't know. So cream cheese on a fruitcake. Yeah, kind of. But do you think that toasted fruit and nut bread is as good as fruit cake? Or also, do you like fruit cake? I mean, there's a lot of layers to this. That could be risky. It's risky.
Well, where would you go eat then, Leslie, at Disneyland 50?
Like the rest of you, except for you, Chris, I am going straight to that tuna pie. I want to try it. I'm going to Chicken of the Sea. Because listen, who doesn't love a tuna melt besides that one person earlier who said they hate everything tuna? A tuna melt is the best, like warm tuna, like whatever. So I want to see Janice and Gail here, and I would like them to make me a fresh hot tuna pie. There was also something called mermaids. Look at Janice. Look at her.
She's so excited to be working at the Chicken of the Sea.
So happy. You know what she's happy about? That she had to get a job while her husband stays at home reading, playing chess. She's thrilled about it. But they also had something. And then Gail. Gail's sincerely happier to be here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But 50% of her is always, you can see she's always creating a new type of sandwich. 50% of her is somewhere else. See that? Yeah, I want to try that. I love all things tuna, and there is a shrimp cocktail on that menu, which sounds very dangerous. Let's do it.
Roll the dice. I don't know what's with this tuna. Maybe it's coming back in style. People are feeling the tuna on the show. I am not. Any last comments on eating in 1955 at Disneyland?
Just that there was lots of sandwiches and lots of coffee. That's what I learned.
and chips.
Lots of weird meats happening. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Weird meats from the broiler. All right, friends. Well, hey, we got one more segment before the break. I want to jump into it because we're already going long. What do you know? And this is actually a perfect segment for our theme today, which is the opening of Disneyland. There were so many cute things that happened in Disneyland in 1955. Just looking at photos. And Miriam loves cute things. So, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you a brand new segment. It's the Disneyland opening edition of Disney So Cute. Go ahead, hit the drop.
Disney So Cute. I didn't.
That's the drop. We made all these cool drops, and that's.
The animators at Disney Plus didn't have time to make this one. So, Disney So Cute.
Miriam, tell us what was the cutest. Nice work, Bob.
Yeah.
What were the cutest things going on at Disneyland in 55?
There were so many cute things, but we're going to first talk about the opening of Disneyland Castle, which was adorable. They lowered a real drawbridge. It's the only castle at any of the Disney parks to have a real working drawbridge. Yeah. They lowered the drawbridge, and Walt wanted the first people to come through Disneyland to be kids. So he had all of these kids waiting, so excited to run through and check out Fantasyland for the first time ever. And I just think that is so cute. How cute is Walt Disney for thinking about the kids and this magical castle? The next thing we're going to talk about that was so cute on opening day was all the fashion. 1950s fashion, come on. Like, people are going to the parks dressed like this. I can't think of anything more dreamy or wonderful. And there's a reason Dapper Day exists now, and it's because of Disneyland opening day and, the first years that it was open. I mean, look, talk about going to your restaurant you picked. Look at these saloon gals. Let's get some costumes back like this, Disney. And, it was 101 degrees on opening day. So the commitment that these people had coming to the parks dressed in the nines, I just applaud it.
Poor astronaut, 101 degrees in a globe on his head.
Oh, my God. Like, women's heels were sinking into the not set asphalt. But take a step back, women were in heels on opening day. So cute.
And water bottles were not a thing. There's no water. Again, there's coffee. There's tea. Yeah. There's milk.
Not a good
number four. Number we call four, that the number four.
The number four. Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Grab a number four.
Speaking of Coke, my last Disney So Cute item from opening day is the branding that Walt wanted. He always wanted to have a relationship with Coca-Cola. In fact, many of their products are still given to Disney for free. But the product placement for this was so cute. They had Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds out there helping that poor astronaut who was in 101 degrees in that outfit by helping him drink a Coke right
before he passes out.
Just so cute. And there's another picture of Eddie and Debbie on Main Street. Yes, right here with Walt. Notice the Coke placement in their hands. And we just got to zoom in on Debbie's outfit. It ties into number two. Look at this straw hat and her homemade snack pack for her purse. Commendable. Come on. This is exactly how Disney bounding was born, was through opening day fashion on Debbie Reynolds right here. So
and how appropriate that Princess Leia's parents were there on opening day. Think about
that. It's literal Disney magic. I can't get enough of it. It's so good. So Disney's so cute.
Disney is so cute. And that was our first ever Disney So Cute. And so that's it. Why don't we take this break? Because it was just so cute up in here. We'll be right back and we're going to play some trivia, win some prizes. Stick around on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Great
time. So cute. So cute. So cute.
King of the Castle.
Yay! Yeah, look at that animation. How cool is that? Friends, it's King of the Castle time. This is our Disney trivia, and it's not typical trivia. It's ridiculous, dumb trivia, but stay with us. It's going to be fun, and I want you guys in the chat playing along. Now, Miriam, Leslie, no cheats, okay? I don't want you reading the chat for answers. You got to turn
off. Okay. No.
All right? You got to win this on your own, and the chat can win prizes. What's the prizes? We Like Theme Parks, the stickers. I paid for these myself. I'm going to send them to you because it's our first day. What? You want these stickers are dope. Look at that.
They're very cool.
Those are beautiful.
Bob, I know you're not used to giving things away, but there we go. So that's going to be happening. I will
say, is that the Epcot golf ball?
No, it's straight up golf ball. It's a title.
It's got those little legs on it, so it looks like the Epcot golf ball. So
no, those are two tees. You put them on either side to just prop it up. Trust me, we're good. Okay.
Hello, lawyers.
Hello. Oh man, already. No.
Can you put me through to the police? Okay, I'll be right back. I'm just gonna go on mute. You guys do your thing.
All right. Well, we're gonna be giving away stickers. We want you to jump in on the chat. It's gonna be awesome. So Bondo mashups. These are what the trivia questions are. So you might be asking yourself at home, what kind of trivia is this? Well, let me give you an example. And Leslie, you've played with us before, right? You've done the weird Bondo.
Listened to so many mashups, so I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, amazing.
I'll do my best.
Let me give you and the chat and the people at home an example. So let's say today's theme was Star Wars. And I said, what's Chewbacca's favorite ice cream flavor? Well, a Bondo answer would be Wookiees and cream. See what we did there, right? So today's theme is Disneyland opening 1955. So every answer is going to have some kind of integration that includes opening rides or attractions or things from Disney opening day. Easy peasy, no problems. Okay. Now friends in the chat, here's what we're going to play. Miriam, we're going to go back and forth, and Miriam's going to turn. Les is going to get a turn, go back and forth. If neither of them know it, jump in with an answer. You know what? Jump in with an answer anyway. And maybe you'll see, and no cheats, Leslie and Miriam. Okay.
I'll do this to cover the chat. That's what I have to do.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well,
I just want to say, Mike Wheeler is saying in the chat, I love trivia, especially Disney. You can be very disappointed with what this is about to be. This is going to be very disappointing to you. This is not trivia. This is nonsense that Christopher Bond comes up with.
Mike, if you think you're disappointed, I read this whole book in preparation for this.
Oh yeah, Leslie, you're going to be very sad. Everybody's going to be very sad about this.
Because I can burn that now.
Well, friends, yes, the answers are dumb and super stretchy. Like, you really got to be like, I guess that kind of works. But that's the fun, baby. So welcome to it. Now, Miriam has been our champion for, Miriam, how long have you been the champion?
Oh. 2 years.
Come on. Like, she's undefeated. It's gross. She's won so many. And now we have Leslie, who is a Disneyland nerd, here to go toe-to-toe with our champion. And let's begin, shall we? We should go first. Why don't we have Leslie go first, since she is you know, since she's our guest. Is that okay with you? Bob, you're going to keep score for us over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Here we go, friend. Come on, brain. Okay, here we go.
All right. Question number one, friends. It goes like this. Floating down the Nile has never made me more sleepy. Floating down the Nile has never made me more sleepy. Leslie.
Is it like Jeopardy? Do I have to say what is?
No, we just say the answer.
No. The Jungle Cruise Snooze.
The Jungle Snooze is the answer. That's correct. That's a point. That's a point for you, Leslie. Way to go.
All right. Yes.
Anybody in the chat have that? No, but somebody said Trondor Man. Trondor Man, you get one of these just for saying Trondor Man. Okay. Trondor Man. Cool. Here is question number two. We're swinging over to Miriam now. Miriam, here is your question. Get ready for it. Goes like this. On opening day, Disneyland was so packed that most patrons were quite rude to one another. They were the worst when they were all stuffed into the circular movie theater, so they renamed it this.
This is terrible.
This is so bad. It's so bad.
This is not good.
Can you say it again?
Sure. On opening day, Disneyland was so packed that most patrons were quite rude to one another. They were the worst when they were all stuffed inside this circular movie theater. So they renamed it this.
Anybody?
I have no clue. You
have no
clue? No. Oh, man. Okay. That's a no for Miriam. I'm going to throw it over to you, Leslie, for the steal.
Is it the Carousel of Digress?
I mean,
Shun Digression? Digressions? What are complaints called? The Carousel of...
you're way off base. We're getting the Carousel of Rudeness. That's a good one.
Stevie gets it. This is nonsense. This is
trivia. Listen, it's supposed to be fun. The answer the answer here is Jerk-O-Rama USA. Jerk-O-Rama USA. It was the Circ-O-Rama USA was the name of the theater. The 360 theater was
Jerk-O-Rama.
Not your best work, Chris.
Nobody got it in the chat either. So, all right, Leslie, going back to you. Thanks, Joey D. Thanks. Don't make me. I'll take this off, Joey. I will do it. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Number three. Here we go. All right, Leslie. What do you call it when the boy who wouldn't grow up doesn't get picked to play on the Neverland basketball team?
Oh, boy.
What do you call
Peter Pan pass?
No, pass.
Okay, no. Can I give a hint?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so sometimes Bondo's mashups rhyme for inexplicably. Inexplicably, sometimes they rhyme.
All right.
I'll say this.
You don't know why, but...
It's going to rhyme with the name of the thing, of the attraction.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right? All right. Well, Miriam.
Why don't you try it one more time, Leslie?
Okay.
What do you call it when the boy who wouldn't grow up doesn't get picked to play on the Neverland basketball team?
The Peter Pan fight?
Oh, you're so close, but no, that's not it. Miriam, thrown over to you.
Peter Pan slight?
That's it. Peter Pan slight. Miriam. Yes. Point for Miriam, and we are all tied up. And speaking of Miriam, we're going back over to here for question number four. Here.
That's a chocolate milk. This is the chocolate milk question.
Okay. This is going to Miriam. Miriam, question number four. If Ariel's favorite spot hosted the Indianapolis 500, you'd have this. If Ariel's favorite spot hosted the Indianapolis 500, you'd have this.
I'm so lost with these today. I have no clue.
It's been a long time. I think JPEG knows it. I think JPEG's got it.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Come on, guys.
Whose turn is it? Is it Leslie's turn?
Can you say it one more time?
Hold on, Miriam. Are you out?
I really have no clue.
All right. So right over to you, Leslie. Here we go. Mm-hmm. It is If Ariel's favorite spot hosted the Indianapolis 500, you'd have this.
The Zoom Lagoon. The Lagoon of Zoom.
It's beautiful.
Chicken of the Sea Car.
I love it. Chicken of the Sea Car. That's nice. That's nice. I like that.
No, I got Up There Speedway, Under the Speedway. These are some deep, they're not the right answers. Oh,
all right.
Disney fanatics, you're so close. You're the so answer close. Is Grottotopia.
Grottotopia. Yeah,
Grottotopia.
Oh, right. Yeah. Gotta remember.
Otto Grotto, there. John Self. Hey, John Very Self. Close. What's up?
Keeping parts Very of my close. Brain that don't exist. Yeah. I don't even.
I gotta say, chat, you're doing really good. You're getting close. Mm-hmm. You just have to plug Ooh, into my
brain. What doing is cute.
Take a minute. Question number five, going back over to Leslie. Here we go.
Oh, God. Okay.
When the godfather of comics and the director of The Shining start a barbershop group, they call it this. When the godfather of comics and the director of The Shining start a barbershop group, they call it this.
The Stan Nichols. No, okay. Oh, sorry. The star of The Shining, right? The Stan.
No. The director of The Shining.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the godfather of comics start a barbershop group. What do they call it?
The Stan Lee Dans.
Oh, you're
the Stanley dance.
So I want to give it to you.
Well, if Miriam can get it, give it to her. Give it to her.
Miriam knows the answer.
I don't know who you're considering the godfather of comics. Like,
well, come on, the guy. Come on.
Created Marvel and Kubrick. Kubrick's
the
first
Stanley
name.
Part's got to be right. He said I was close. I know this isn't a group activity, but
George Miranda saying the Stan Dans, you're close. Somebody got it. Somebody got it in the chat. Don't look. Miriam. Wow. I'm really disappointed.
Oh,
I don't know.
He's disappointed.
Yeah.
Is it the Stanley Q Dans?
The answer is the Dapper Stans. The Dapper Stans. Gene Fitzmagic, the only person in the chat. Oh,
No. Jeanette got it first. Jeanette got it first. 100%.
Jeanette already has a sticker. Jeanette, yeah.
Two stickers.
Okay. But that point goes to the chat. Does the chat
have adding a scoreboard for the chat? You see me mess that
Please
up.
Do. Yeah. Okay. The chat gets one. Here we go. So this is question number six. This is going over to Miriam. Okay, Miriam, here we go. This is a tough one.
Oh, great. These all have been so easy.
Hey, man, it's hard. It's opening day. Okay, here we go. Tomorrowland's OG attraction, if it featured Tubbs' partner on Miami Vice. Tomorrowland's OG attraction, if it featured Tubbs' partner on Miami Vice.
The Crockett Rockets?
I'll give it to you. The answer is Crockett to the Moon, but you get it. Yes, Miriam. Yeah. All right. That's one for our champion. This goes back over to Leslie.
Okay. Oh, my God. I think if I played this for 4 hours, I'd get really good at it. I want you to know. But
At the rate we're going, we might be playing it for 4 hours.
Okay. Well, I'll go faster. Okay.
No. It's us. It's my brain. Okay.
No. We're doing great.
And nobody in the chat got Crockett to the Moon. So anyway, number seven, the most rootin' tootin' show in the West, if it was in the North. The most rootin' tootin' show in the West, if it was in the North. Disneyland opening day.
Mm-hmm. So it's the okay. It's the Golden Horse. If it's in the North, Golden Horse.
You look at him on face. I know.
Cause he's like, what part's working? The Golden.
That part's working.
I know. the Golden Snowshoe. The Golden Snowshoe
review. Yes, oh, nice. Leslie with the point.
I felt like I was going to get that one if you didn't.
Oh.
God, there's so many things to remember, like rhyme it with the original thing, and then you can. Oh, yeah. God. Okay. Yeah.
There's a lot of nonsense for sure.
Andrew Cruzell, Golden Snowshoe, Disney Fanatics, both of you get it. Hit me up on the DM at We Like Theme Parks, and you will get. Mm-hmm. A sticker. Look at the score. Miriam 2, Leslie 2, the chat 2. Wow, the drama. Okay.
So
going back over to Miriam. This is question number 8. Here we go. This is another hard one, but I know you can do it.
Great.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Remember that time when the Pumpkin King was so hungry that he chased donkeys through Walt's own desert range? Later, it inspired this new attraction.
That's so long. That's such a long question.
Okay, yeah, but pull out the important parts. Remember that time when the Pumpkin King was so hungry that he chased donkeys through Walt's own desert range, Miriam?
Yeah, hang on.
Take your time.
I love Miriam's getting mad. Yes, hang on, Chris. I've got it. Give me a sec. Jeez.
All right. Remember that time when the Pumpkin King was so hungry that he chased donkeys through Walt's own desert range? Later, it inspired this new attraction.
I have no clue.
This is going to rhyme with something from opening day, 1955. Miriam, no?
Leslie, I have no clue.
Okay. Is it the Jack Snack Mule Gruel?
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
I love it. I love that answer, though.
One more time. I think I figured this thing out.
Oh, Miriam, yeah? Is that okay?
I'm going to say this.
Of course, it's okay. Yeah.
I'm going to say this. As Bob Chapek, if you don't get this right, Miriam, you're banned from the parks. All of them. What? Yeah. The only one you're allowed to go to is Hong Kong. And even then, we're only going to let you in the first 10 feet of the park.
Oh.
Okay. Is it Jack Drool's Through Nature's Wonderland?
That's it! Jack Drool's Through Nature's Wonderland is correct! Miriam Kenley, our champion! Wow!
Lives another day. How is anybody going to get this? This is nonsense, what you're saying.
Miriam, even her thing today was Pack Mules Through Nature's Wonderland. I thought...
Yeah, but to get to Jack drooling, that was hard.
I said he was hungry.
Everybody let Chris know in the chat that this is terrible. Put it in the chat.
All right. This is another stretchy one. So get ready, Leslie. This is a very stretchy one. This goes to you.
Okay.
Question number 9. Looks like Rapunzel's little green buddy was outlawed from cruising through Monstro and seeing the miniatures.
Oh, no. What's the little green buddy's name? I just watched it.
Chat.
Sorry, one more time.
No problem. Please? Looks like Rapunzel's little green buddy was outlawed from cruising through Monstro and seeing the miniatures. This is probably the stretchiest one.
It's very outlawed.
Strange. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Little green monster.
I forget his name, but I'm going to say his name is Camellio. Chameleon guy.
Keep going.
I got one. And I'd like points for creative answers. Okay, here we go. Camellio Arolio through Monstrolio Bodo.
Great answer.
Quickly. I think I know. No Pascal in the canal.
No Pascal in the canal. I'm going to say no. You're very close. The answer was Storybook Band Pascal Boats. The attraction is called the Storybook Land.
You never know when these are going to rhyme and when they're not, because they're also called Storybook Canal.
Yeah.
The original name was the Storybook Land Canal Boats.
This is my favorite part of this whole game is when Chris like tries so hard to justify it afterwards. This makes sense because I say it does.
You know what? Let's Andrew Cruzell, if we haven't already, and Waldorf Muppet, you get a thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Becca is loving this answer, so thank you very much. I'm feeling good about it. Thanks, Becca.
That's nice of you.
Okay. Question number 10. This goes over to Miriam. Okay, Miriam, here we go. I think this is an easy one. Here we go. Number 10, Miriam. When this business started to go south, the shop dropped ladies' delicates for men's undies.
It's Wizard of Bras, but what in the world could that rhyme with?
Jorge Miranda
Wizard
says.
Of Drawers? Draws?
The Wizard of Draws is correct, Miriam. That's right. The Wizard of Draws. Very good. That's a point for Miriam. Miriam is winning 4-2-2. But guess what? We got more questions.
Yeah,
questions.
We only have. Don't worry, everybody. We only got 45 more questions. We're going all night, baby. The stream is costing you $49 a second.
All right. Okay, here we go. Number 11. I'll make this faster. This is a hard one. Going over to Leslie. Mm-hmm. Leslie, before there was Starbucks, this brand's Cup of Joe ruled Main Street and made Mickey their spokesman.
Oh, you have to say that again. Say that again.
One more time.
Yeah. Before there was Starbucks, this brand's Cup of Joe ruled Main Street and made Mickey their spokesman.
Mills Brother, was it the Mills Brothers coffee? No, or is it okay? No, I'm already getting no. I'm gonna take it. Carnation. Carnation. I've got the wrong. I've got that. I don't have the coffee. I'm missing.
No.
I don't have the coffee. Mickey's Cup of Joe.
No. Someone in the chat's got it, and I won't say who yet. Miriam, you got this one?
What's the name of that coffee?
I know. Two people in the chat have it. Whoa, that's two. I might run out of stickers.
Will you repeat the question?
Yeah, sure. The question was, before there was Starbucks, this brand's Cup of Joe ruled Main Street and made Mickey their spokesman.
Oh, Maxwell House of Mouse?
Oh. No, I can't give it to you. The answer was Maxwell Mouse Coffee. Maxwell Mouse Coffee.
Come on, that's so close.
I know, so close. But people in the chat are getting it.
Oh, there's
all right. Can I give you a half point? I'm going to give you a half point. Okay. I can't do half point. You can't do half points?
Make me type in a half point. I think I can do it. There you go.
Hey, Mary, give me a half point. All right, there you go. See?
Oh, God.
Okay. Question number 12. This one's for you, Miriam. Here we go. This is a really hard one, but you're winning anyway, so who cares? God. Here we go. Okay. Before Enchanted Wish, every dwarf's favorite gal had a dark ride where she would look for her lost teeth. She kept losing them since they didn't fit right.
Snow White's scary dentures?
I'll give it to you. Snow White and her bad dentures. Yes, Snow White and her bad dentures.
Mine is so much better again.
Well, but it's called Snow White and Her Adventures is the name of the ride.
It was Snow White's Scary Adventures, actually, and it always has been.
No. The original name was Snow White and Her Adventures. Look it up. And White and Her Bad Dentures made more sense. But I still gave you the point. Okay, last question. We're blazing through this. Number 13. Here we go. It's the last one. Leslie, here you go.
Yes, for pride. This is just for pride.
For pride. What do you get when a bunch of divorced fathers who don't pay their child support get together and enjoy some chamomile?
I think so. So one more time, please.
What do you get when a bunch of divorced fathers who don't pay their child support get together and enjoy some chamomile?
The Mad Dad Tea Party.
I'll give it to you. Why not? I'm going to give it spirit. The answer. Oh, PK gets it. PK gets it. Leslie's husband, deadbeat dad.
Deadbeat dad tea party.
Deadbeat dad.
I told you he loves puns and things. Oh, he would love this game. I think he's been playing.
Joey D got it. Okay, friends. Well, hey, there you have it. The champ remains on their throne. Miriam Kenley is your winner of the Queen of the Castle. But I want to say in second place is the chat with 3.5 points. Leslie, ouch.
Oh.
Leslie, you did really great, though. Fantastic. These are not easy.
Oh, so much fun to play. They make my brain melt.
Yeah. Listen,
This is the hardest one you've ever done.
Really? It's because it's stuff from 55, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, friends. Well, hey, let's wrap up the show because it was a long one. And we were like, maybe 45 minutes. I don't know. Wow, $1.20. Nice, YouTube. But hey, let's wrap this bad boy up. I want to say thanks so much for tuning in today, friends. If you had a good time, rate, review, subscribe, all that nice stuff. Why not? If you haven't hit the like button yet, you can do that. You can do it right now if you want. If you have a segment idea or you want to say hi, just hit us up at We Like Theme Parks up on the Instagram or what's up at welikethemeparks.com. You can always find us on the Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and Sundays at noon. And you can check us out next Tuesday. We're right back here on the FPE Network with another one of these shows. Unless they kick us off, never know. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at where, Miriam?
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
Damn. I want to say a big thank you to our inaugural guest, Bob Chapek. Leslie Seiler. Let's give it up for Leslie. Leslie, thank you so much for being with us today. What a blast.
Thank you for having me. What an absolute joy. Yes.
It was a joy indeed having you. Thank you so much. And we'll see you again. We'll take another crack at Miriam. I promise the questions will be easier. Okay.
Well, now I know what to study, I think, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, cool. All right. So, and of course to you, Bob, for being just for being you, Bob. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, Fred. So for Mark. So for Mark, I mean, Bob, for Miriam and Leslie, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you and
we like
Bar. Cash. Yeah. Venmo. Venmo me.
Exit music. The animation. We like